Good Friday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the Embassy of the United Arab Emirates.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Our colleagues Sungmin Kim, Brian Fowler, and Colin Wilhelm are reporting on the latest twists of the Republican tax reform package. Florida Senator Marco Rubio is throwing a wrench into the Republicans' plans. He's demanding a more generous child tax credit to win his vote, a surprise move he announced yesterday. He said he won't support the bill in its current form. Remember, this bill is scheduled for vote in the early part of next week. Republican negotiators are scheduled to sign the conference report between 10 and noon today. Republicans in the House have a conference call to brief their lawmakers on the package late this afternoon. This bill is pretty well cooked, yet we heard that last night the text moved closer to what Rubio wants.
The New York Times is reporting that Russian President Vladimir Putin poked at the U.S. in his annual national news conference yesterday, asking members of Congress at one point, "Are you normal at all?" Putin also mocked Congress for condemning Russia while seeking its help in dealing with North Korea. Meanwhile, Trump had a 10-minute phone call yesterday with Putin where he thanked him and asked him for help in dealing with North Korea.
Nolan McCaskill reports that the White House responded to a Politico report that Ryan could leave after the midterm elections. They said they would be very unhappy if Ryan left. However, the intrigue over whether Rex Tillerson will stay or go as Secretary of State is continuing. The Washington Post is reporting that Trump allies believe Tillerson hasn't learned his lesson and cannot continue in the job for so long.
And at the FBI, the AP is reporting that former Director James Comey's prepared remarks on the conclusion of Hillary Clinton's email case were heavily edited to change the tone and the substance of the remarks, appearing to soften the Bureau's findings. And our colleague Darren Samuelson is reporting that Democrats are pressing the Justice Department about why it released salacious anti-Donald Trump text messages.
Trump will attend the FBI National Academy graduation ceremony this afternoon in Quantico. He'll also go to the Marine Corps Air Facility, where he'll visit Marine Helicopter Squadron 1 before leaving for Camp David. A big thank you for all who joined us last night for a really fun Playbook holiday party at the National Restaurant Association. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.